to this point in history, no one had known anything of the Virgin Mary save those references in the Old Testament. For when our first parents fell, that is, gave up their right to become the parents of the human race, God did not abandon mankind, but hold out a promise. That promise was that man was to look for the woman and the seed of the woman who were at complete enmity with the devil. The prophet Isaiah and the prophet Malachi point out to us that this woman we are to look for is to be a virgin. And so St. Luke gives us all the keys necessary to have complete confidence in the Virgin Mary. For in the Annunciation, the Immaculate Virgin Mary undoes all that Satan had done in the Garden of Eden. She gives her faithful fiat to the Lord and begins the restoration of the human family. Often, when we reflect upon the scene of the Annunciation, we do not even begin to realize that it is here, first and foremost, that the family is defended and restored, because ultimately, the Immaculate Virgin Mary shows each and every one of us what is absolutely necessary in order to reconstitute the human family along the divine lines, that is, to restore it as God intended it to be from the very beginning, a kingdom of love rooted in love of God. For in the Annunciation, the Virgin Mary gives the key to all repentance and all conversions, that is, acceptance of the Christ child. But she also points out to us that we are to be ever vigilant, for she knew full well that our first parents fell at the behest of an unearthly visitor. And so she sought to discern whether this visitor was truly from God, or was it the devil again seeking to undo the human family or drive it further and further into despair. And so Our Lady does not have that fear that is often associated with her in today's gospel, that cowering fear of someone who is intimidated, but more rather it is proper to say her fear was rooted in her fear of the Lord. She knew that angels by their nature were greater than her, and so she who was the queen of angels sought to discern whether this angel truly was from God, or was it just the devil's further attempt to annihilate the human family. And so she asked the one question to which there was only one answer. How can this be, since I do not know man? If there was any further dialogue from the angel, Our Lady would have dismissed him in an instant, for she knew there was only one answer, and that answer had to begin with the words, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. As soon as Our Lady heard this, then she knew full well that it was the angel of the Lord, for what was foretold of all was to be fulfilled in her. A married virgin would conceive a child and bring that child forth, and he would be the Redeemer of the world. And so the Annunciation is truly a universal mystery for all humanity. For in the Annunciation, we learn of all the prerogatives of the Mother of God, and in the Annunciation, we truly have the hope to turn to her in all our needs and in all our trials and all our tribulations. For here today, the Immaculate Virgin Mary stands as the vanguard, as the defender of true family life, and indeed, she establishes the authentic family in the world. For unlike many of the modern attempts to say Our Lady was the first unwed mother, it is not so, for at this very moment, she was the bride of Saint Joseph, and in the Hebrew tradition, that simply meant there were two stages. The marriage actually took place, but the woman did not take domicile with the man until several weeks had passed after the marriage. And so truly, this day, the human family is established in its most extraordinary form. Indeed, the human family was not truly present in the world until the mystery of the Holy Family was accomplished in the Annunciation of the Archangel Gabriel. And so let us turn to her who truly has defended the family life, but most especially, let us turn to her, for she shows us all that is necessary to remain faithful to God, to pray and to discern what God wishes us to do, and then simply give our answer when we are certain that God has asked us to do something. And so it is the Immaculate Virgin Mary who begins the defense and the reestablishment of the human family. And let us always remember that mystery which is truly revealed today. salvation does not come to any house unless that house first accepts the Christ child. Salvation came to the world this day in the Holy Family, and immediately Our Lady would begin to bring that salvation to others, for she would depart after the Annunciation to come to Saint Elizabeth, and Saint Elizabeth and her family would be sanctified because they not only received the mother, but the child in the womb of the mother. And so that theme is immediately repeated after the Annunciation, that it is acceptance of Christ that truly begins the restoration of the human family. And so let us pray this day that all may come to accept Christ, especially those who have authority. For all authority comes from God the Father, and ultimately all authority is to be exercised in a paternal or a maternal way. In any other way, it is contrary to the will of God, and it does not manifest that authority of God the Father, and ultimately, it does not manifest to the human family the love that God has for us. That when our first parents failed in that test and completely began what would be the annihilation of the human family, God immediately had mercy and compassion and promised a Redeemer, and that Redeemer would always and everywhere be recognized by the one sign that God had established, a married virgin who would conceive a child, and that child would be the very Son of God come to redeem the world. Our Lady does not say much in Scripture, but all she says redoubts to the eternal salvation of the human family and each individual member of it. And ultimately, her best advice was given to us at the wedding feast of Cana. Again, salvation coming to the human family, in which she tells us, do whatever he tells you. And so let us be strengthened in this Annunciation, for we have come by it to know that God truly has loved the human family and has not abandoned it, and has given us the one sure sign, the one we can constantly turn to in all our needs and all our trials and all our tribulations. For she will defend us because she truly is the defender extraordinaire of the human family. And with Saint Joseph, we truly have nothing to fear. And so, when the world seeks always and everywhere to drag down the human family, let us turn to Saint Joseph and the Blessed Virgin Mary, who are involved in the mystery of the human family's redemption in such an extraordinary way that even at the end of time, we will not possibly have pondered all the depths and all the riches that dwelt in the heart of Mary, that dwelt in the heart of Saint Joseph. But let us try, while we are given time in our lives, to try to tap into that mystery, to try to tap into that paternal love of Saint Joseph and the maternal love of the Immaculate Virgin Mary, so it is again established in this world. And so the world does not become, as one author would entitle it, the brave new world, but the world becomes what God intended it to be, that is a world in which all families call upon that good God, give him honor and glory in this life, in order that they may be reunited with him and the Holy Family in the life to come.
Fructum ventris tuum.